It's Matt Spiegel. Hey, now that the new year is here, people everywhere have resolved to make 2017 a better, healthier year. A great way to start is by getting a good night's sleep. But for those of us who suffer from sleep apnea, it can be difficult to get the restful sleep you need. If you or a loved one have sleep apnea and can't get relief from CPAP, there is another treatment option available. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. So start the new year off right. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Occasional shower.
We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena tomorrow when they take on Illinois at 7. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com.
Edelman in motion. Brady gets a snap. Pitches out wide. Gets a block. Cuts inside. He digs. He turns. He dives. It is a touchdown. It is a touchdown. New England wins. The Patriots have won Super Bowl 51. In the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history.
That's Kevin Harlan on Westwood One right here on The Score. Running back James White finished with 3 touchdowns. That was the game winner there in overtime. The Patriots came back from a 25-point deficit. Tom Brady was named MVP. The fourth time he's received that honor, he finished with 466 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 pick. In the NBA, the Bulls are in Sacramento tonight. Jimmy Butler is questionable with that heel contusion. Cristiano Felicio has been ruled out with a lower leg strain. Bulls and Kings tip at 9:30. Elsewhere in the NBA, Cleveland is at Washington, followed by San Antonio at Memphis. In hockey, the Blackhawks are off until Wednesday when they play at Minnesota. AHL, the Wolves are in Rockford tomorrow night. In baseball, former Cubs starter Jason Hamill signed a 2-year, $16 million deal with the Royals. And in golf, it was more surprising than the Patriots' 25-point comeback from behind victory as Sergio Garcia won the Omega Dubai Desert Classic. Hideki Matsuyama beat Webb Simpson in a playoff to capture the Waste Management Phoenix Open. John Wick is back in action as he heads to Rome to face off with the world's deadliest killers. Tune in to 670 The Score this week to win passes to see the film for free. John Wick, Chapter 2, is in theaters now. And this scoreboard update was brought to you by Lover's Lane. Shop Lover's Lane this Valentine's Day for the best gifts ever. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
It's football. I mean, you tell somebody to put a helmet on and run headfirst into another speeding object just like that. Who does that for a living, let alone for fun? It's insanity.
Matt Bowen.
Laid out by Matt Bowen.
7-year NFL veteran.
It's a cruel world in the NFL.
Taking you inside the game.
We had a game in Washington where Joe Gibbs is yelling. We had a coach who carried the red flag, okay? Coach Gibbs did not do that. And he's yelling at the coach to throw the challenge flag on the field. Okay, he can't find it. Throwing his keys in the field, his cookies in his pocket. He's throwing everything on the field. He can't find it because of the stuff in his sock.
Matt Bowen.
He played his game for the wrong reasons. He gets dangerous real fast.
Matt Bowen with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Matt Bowen is on Twitter at MattBowen41, and he is joining us now on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Home Run In Pizza, the natural choice for the big game, and boy, that was indeed a big game. And Matt, I noticed that you were tracking, as you often do, the strategic decisions by both teams, the X's and O's. There's so much to chew on about the decisions that were made and weren't made. But what were you seeing that that may or may not have predicted what eventually happened late in the second half?
Well, I think we have to look at, first of all, is the conditioning level of the Atlanta defense in that fourth quarter. You know, sometimes you look at a football game, and like you said, Dan, that's what I do. I look at the schemes, the X's and O's, what coverage they're playing, what route they're running. But really, during that, especially in the fourth quarter, and you saw it again in overtime, when Tom Brady gets dialed in, when he has a clean pocket, and you don't have a secondary that's a lockdown unit, that's not what Atlanta has, that he's going to find open windows. He's going to anticipate windows before they're even there. He's going to be aggressive with the football like he was in that deep comeback to Chris Hogan. I mean, that's a small window right there to complete that football. Look at the inside breaking square, and he threw to Julian Edelman in overtime. Again, small window, anticipating releasing the ball before it's thrown. The reason he can do all that is he didn't have the pressure anymore. If you look at the first half of that football game, I'm sitting there watching that game. I said, this is the fastest defense I've seen in years. It reminded me of the Seahawks Super Bowl defense. When you have speed at all three levels of the field, where you pursue to the ball, we can get home with a four-man rush because you can use twist stunts, create one-on-ones, win at the point of attack, and then you immediately close in the quarterback because your defensive lineman had that extra acceleration or that burst. You throw the ball underneath, where New England loves to throw the football underneath. We saw that late in the fourth quarter and in overtime. When they did that in the first half, that was catch and tackle because they closed so quick to the football. But in that fourth quarter and overtime, they couldn't get up the field. They couldn't squeeze the routes. They weren't as aggressive as they were in the first half. And that's what happens when you play 90 plays in defense on a big stage like that, when emotion's involved as well, when you're trying to protect the lead, when your offense is making mistakes and making critical play-calling mistakes that put you back in the field against the best quarterback we've ever seen. And that's, I think, really what the game came down to, is if you give Tom Brady other opportunities, okay, we're not talking about, you know, just a regular quarterback. You give number 12 other opportunities, he is going to beat you, and that's what he did.
What didn't Atlanta do in the second half to capitalize on all the coverage and the three sets of eyes at times that were on Julio Jones? He was targeted four times in that game, and you saw a lot of bracket coverage, you saw a lot of safety over the top stuff. There were a couple of plays in the red zone where they split him out in motion, and you saw the safety just go over to his side. What didn't they do, or what could they have capitalized on that they didn't last night?
Well, it's a great point, because earlier in the football game, Jason, in his first two catches of the game, the Patriots had the perfect call, the perfect scheme, whatever you want to say. It's almost like a two-man. You have the safety follow Julio Jones with man technique underneath. He shouldn't be able to get open, but he still did because he's Julio Jones. Like I said before, it's like trying to cover LeBron James. And really, New England tried to carry that throughout the football game. I think there was more opportunities to get him the ball. But again, that goes back to the play calling, and what we always do at your football games, especially with offensive play callers, is second guess. Why wasn't he getting targeted more? And really, when it comes down to, Jason, you look late in that football game in the fourth quarter when Julio Jones, before Edelman made the catch, made that grab in the sideline when the cornerback had perfect coverage, where he just went up and said, I'm going to take this ball from you, you're not going to stop me, and I'm going to get my feet down and bounce. It's one of the best catches I've ever seen, if you're talking about the postseason mm-hmm. of the Super Bowl stage. And at that point, Jason, the ball's on what, the 23-yard line?
22.
Yeah. Right? Okay, and they go with a run to Freeman at the negative play. Doesn't matter. You're right there with one of the best kickers in the NFL. You're right there. You run the ball two more times. You win the football game. That's it. But what do? They drop back on second down. Take a sack. Then they have the holding call. Now it's a totally different football game. And I'm sure Kyle Shanahan's going to think about that forever. So will Matt Ryan. So will Coach Quinn. It's those type of moments when you're playing against a guy like Tom Brady and a Bill Belichick coach team that you have to take advantage of. That's an opportunity to close out the football game. When you know how tired your defense is, when you've seen they're not getting home to the quarterback anymore, they're not closing on the ball as quick as they did in the first half, They've been out there the whole game. That's when you have to close out the game, and they didn't. And then it flips over to Brady, and we all know what happened.
That rope-a-dope factor, the idea that this lightning-quick defense just wasn't the same because of the time they'd spent. And I know with all the interval training that they do and using that NFL energy system, that it's not boundless. And even well-conditioned athletes have to deal with the fact that they're human beings. Do you think, this is what I don't know, did the game just play out this way? Or is Bill Belichick next level smart enough to say, we're going to wear him down, and when the time comes, we're going to be in a better position to take him? That's what I don't know. I don't know if he was asked that, but if he really was looking at the long game, they're obviously not trying to get down 28-3, but even understanding that in total number of plays run and in being able to take some of their best punches and then realizing, all right, They don't have it anymore, and we can run some of these deep crossing routes because now we know we might have more time to get them developed. Was that a forethought, or is that just playing it in the moment?
I think it's a little bit of both, because you look at the second half, and especially in the third quarter when they were still trailing, they weren't in a panic mode. You know, most of the time in that situation, they did try some gadget plays. We saw that. But they were taking their time offensively. And you're watching that game saying, why aren't they going no huddle? Why aren't they speeding it up? And maybe that's what you're getting at here, Dan, is that Belichick and McDaniels just trusted the process at that point, that we're eventually going to score. We're eventually going to move the football down the field. Let's take our time to get the right calls in. Let's not panic in this situation. We've been here before. All those guys already have multiple Super Bowl rings. And that's an interesting point you bring up, because I was wondering that when I'm watching the game. Why aren't they going hurry up? Why aren't they pushing the envelope here and taking some more shots on the field? Why do they keep throwing the football underneath? But that's what the New England Patriots do. And you saw it also in the two-point attempts. Those are two of the biggest plays of the game, because you have to have them. And how creative they were, and how relaxed they were to run a direct snap, to throw a wide receiver screen because they knew they were going to be in man coverage. But how many things can go wrong on a wide receiver screen? You throw that ball just a little bit behind Amendola, he doesn't get in the end zone. And he puts the ball on the ground, he doesn't get in the end zone. That's the ball game there, too. It's almost like they trust their system so much that it's eventually going to take over. And obviously they understand what they have at the quarterback position in Tom Brady. It's also based on game flow. They can see the same things. If we keep the Atlanta defense out there, eventually they're going to fall apart.
Matt Bowen with us here on the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score. Matt, I thought the game changed at 28-12, 8:31 left in the fourth quarter when New England shows five rushers and Atlanta had more than enough to protect the situation. And I want to ask you this as a former player and as a current coach, where you're talking to kids about understanding their assignments and staying in the game. You know, we talk about big men in the NBA, where if you don't give them the ball, they kind of disengage sometimes, or they get lost in the shuffle, or, you know, whether it be in baseball where guys take their problems out to the field after having a tough at bat or two. Devontae Freeman, who only got the ball two times in the second half after getting those chunk yards and chunk plays. Is there something to be said for a guy who's looking inside? The protection is obviously there, and they had it blocked correctly. He looks inside instead of his responsibility outside. Dante Hightower, by the time he gets his eyes on him, he's already passed some leverage up the field. Next thing you know, the ball is out, and I think the game swung on that play. Is there something to be said for a guy not getting the ball after he got the ball in the first half, being a little bit, you know, I won't say lackadaisical, but being a little bit out of tune with the game flow and the rhythm of the game, or is it just a blown assignment?
I think that can happen, Jason, especially with skilled players, if they're not getting the ball. Not that they, I wouldn't say disengage, it's just, I don't know what the right word is there. And it does happen. I've seen it happen to wide receivers I play with. And you can say their head's not in the game, whatever, however you want to paraphrase it. But in that situation, I think a couple things happen. One, I think he was trying to check release. I think he, in his mind, he thought he can get out and Matt Ryan could throw in the ball immediately and he'd have room to run. It would have been another big play. But in that situation, too, you have to play within the discipline of the scheme, and the discipline of the scheme that time is the protection scheme.
So is he supposed to sit down for a two count and then release? Or because it looked like I said, it looked like he was looking inside to help between the guard and the tackle, where as opposed to looking at his wide responsibilities out there with Dante Hightower.
Well, I think that's kind of like some coaches call it a scan protection, is that you do check inside, but then you check outside to find out where the first threat is. And if it's a rushing linebacker, what like it was in this situation, you have to take care of him, whether you chop him down, whether you just stand in his, whatever, just to give your quarterback some time. But if there's no threat there, then you check release. And maybe he took his eyes off the linebacker for a second and thought, look, he's not going to come. I can get out quick, get the football. Now I'm back in the game, and now I have a ton of room to run where I could showcase that skill set that I put on display the entire first half. Because I agree with you. It's another thing for Kyle Shanahan to think about. Why didn't Freeman get as many touches? And I understand they didn't have a lot of snaps in the second half, but in those situations, when you're talking about high-level players and game breakers in terms of their talent ability, he needed to see the ball much more in the second half.
How much of this was the triumph of an all-time great team, an all-time great coach, an all-time great quarterback, and how much of this was a collective organizational letdown by the Falcons? Is it credit to the Patriots, or is it shame on Atlanta?
I think it's both, Dan. I think you have to discuss both of them from this football game. Because you're up 28-3, you have to win. You have to win. And I understand how great Tom Brady is, but you're up 28-3, you have to win. Just like the situation we talked about. Even though the game got close, there was multiple opportunities to close out that football game.
All right, I'm not going to let you get away with saying both, though. I'm going to need you. This is sports radio, after all. And at one point,
yeah, you won't have the proper points assigned to your name unless you take a side
right,
here, Matt.
I'm not trying to be a meathead about it, but it's obviously the correct answer. It is both. But if you had to parcel it out, you know, is it a 55% victory and a 45% choke, or where would that be?
Well, if you had to ask me, I'm going to say it's Tom Brady and the Patriots. I am. I'm going to say that because of what they did to come back in that football game and how not perfect they had to be, but close to perfect, to not make mistakes, not turn the ball over, to be aggressive but take calculated risks, to do all that stuff, to trust your system, to trust the process, to get back in the football game, to convert the two-point plays, and then to take over in overtime like you own this football team. That's what they did, the Atlanta Falcons. They took that ball in overtime. They said, we're going to go out and we're going to win this football game. I mean, there's so many different things you could say, and I think it was greater than scheme at that point. I think it was a team that saw a defense that was tired, that was slowing down. They exposed their weaknesses. All the things we talked about leading up to the game in terms of game plans and matchups, they found all of them in the fourth quarter and overtime. That's a sign of a team that's prepared. That's a sign of a team that's ready for the moment. That's a sign of a quarterback that is really, in the NFL, the ultimate competitor. I mean, I would compare him to Jordan. I would. And you have to say that he's got 5 championships. He competes the whole game. He never stops playing. And when he has an opportunity to expose you and to step on your throat, that's exactly what he's going to do.
I think we understate how hard it is to get to this point, too. And you know, we always talk about, oh, well, you know, they'll have another chance next year. And a lot of people are saying that how young the Atlanta Falcons are. And I look at what happened with the Carolina Panthers this year. You know, you're a different team every single season. Can you state, you know, from your time in the NFL, is it understated about how hard it is to actually make it to the Super Bowl?
It's extremely hard. Because we look at the Denver Broncos this year, too. Okay? It's not that everything has to be perfect, but the thing about pro football is that these teams change so much. That locker room will never be the same in Atlanta. It won't. Guys are going to leave for free agency. Guys are going to get hurt. Guys are going to get cut. You have a new draft class.
Guys are going to get paid, too. So
right.
That changes things, too.
It does. It sure does. When you get paid, it sure does. So it's extremely hard. And I think it speaks more to what the Patriots can do year in and year out is, one, win the division, always in the playoffs, it seems like. And they always have an opportunity to play for a ring. I mean, it's amazing what they do, because I think a lot of this game is also survival, okay, to make it through a season, to have some luck in terms of injuries. But, I mean, New England just won a Super Bowl without Rob Gronkowski, who's been the best tight end we've seen in the last 20 years. It's amazing what they do, and you look at their defense yesterday. They don't have Von Miller. They don't have Khalil Mack. You know, they don't have Richard Sherman. Malcolm Butler's a very good corner, but, you know, that's not Patrick Peterson out there. They win as a team. They do things different. They have this culture of winning that we usually talk about at the lower levels. Okay, it usually doesn't happen so much in pro football. Everyone talks about culture and developing that culture. But they've really done that on the game's biggest stage, which is unique and special, and everyone wants it. Everyone wants to build a franchise.
James White? Yeah. James White!
Yeah. Right.
James White, he's a Super Bowl legend. If you hadn't watched a little Big Ten football, and maybe you flip around a Saturday, you see him score a touchdown on some highlight package, you remember right. the name. But it's just the completely anonymous name.
They clone guys. They turn Kevin Falk into Deion Lewis into James White.
What the hell?
They have a type of player that they want. And by the way, how about inside the actual regulation time of the game, the last play of the game, for Deion Lewis to get hurt like that when obviously it was a throwaway play. Like, I was thinking to myself, like, man, I hope they don't need Deion Lewis in the overtime.
He's weird. He spins when he doesn't have to spin.
Yeah, he's got a bunch. He's Neil Anderson.
He is the king of the superfluous spin. It's like a spinorama in hockey where the guy just dumps you on your ass, right?
Yeah, there's so many moments in that game, though. And you mentioned the Julio Jones stuff as well. His catches, and all four of them seemed like they were extraordinary catches.
Right.
But, you know, from him to Tom Brady to Dan Quinn going up against a defensive mastermind in his own right in Bill Belichick. Belichick, the Super Bowl did not disappoint this year, even though for the first half of that game, I thought it was going to.
Yeah, and I mean, it's hard even to wrap your mind around how they came back. It really is. I mean, look at what happened going into the half, and then Atlanta coming out and playing well offensively to start the second half. There's just no way. There's no way. But they got stops. I mean, that's the biggest thing, too, that hasn't been discussed enough. The Patriots defense, they got stops in the fourth quarter against the number one offense in the NFL. That's what Atlanta is. They got stops. They tackled. They played better in the secondary. They got home to the quarterback. They did all those things you talk about that are associated with high-level, great defensive football. They did that. But I agree, too. I mean, look at Malcolm Mitchell. He's a fourth-round draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's out there running routes like a veteran. Okay, and Tom Brady's throwing it to him on the biggest stage, throwing to a rookie. You know, Chris Hogan making plays. And these guys bounced back, too, because they had drops. They had drops. They didn't play good football. Tom Brady really struggled.
Brady was missing open receivers.
Yeah. He was. Yeah. I mean,
and Edelman was mad at him, too.
Yeah, he was. You see that look?
Edelman was like,
come on
now.
He gave the old stink eye, like, okay, all right.
It's just amazing how these games, I mean, they take on their own narratives and how the narratives change throughout the course of a football game and how they're not really long, they're 3 hours of your life, but they, in terms of what happens, the adjustments, and how the narrative can change so quickly when a team takes over is really amazing from that football game.
Well, it was memorable, and it was, and people are very quick to say the greatest this, the greatest that, right. But, you know, it's one of those where you wake up the next morning and you wonder if that actually happened. Right. After being through, you saw it all unfold in front of you, and you're like,
10 points was a lead that was the biggest lead that was blown in Super Bowl history. 10.
Right.
And we're talking about 25 points. They didn't score in the second half. The best offense in the NFL did not score in the second half of a football game, the biggest football game at that.
It's crazy.
It's amazing.
For all our analysis, all the time we spend,
right.
Maybe this will happen and maybe that will happen, and then football just happens on you. And, you know, in a year when we talked a lot about the product, about the quality of the product, we talked about what's a catch, what's not a catch. We have two of the greatest catches in Super Bowl history within 2 minutes of each other, one-upping the other. And there it is again. And it's the games like this and greatness, athletic greatness, always finds a way to redeem even a struggling sport.
It does. It was an awesome football game. I mean, it's right up there. I mean, just in recent memory, it was Super Bowl 49 and the Malcolm Butler interception in terms of that type of ending. But this one is so different just because of how they came back. And at halftime, like you said, everyone's sitting around saying, well, this isn't supposed to be like this. It's the New England Patriots. I know Atlanta's good, but it's the Patriots. What's going wrong with this football team? And what they did in that second half, what they did in the fourth quarter is really amazing. And I still go back to those two-point plays because that's advanced scouting. That's advanced game planning. That's understanding what they're going to be in and taking a calculated risk there that you're going to convert and execute. And they made it look so easy. They made it look so easy, like we've done this before, we've been here before. So it's just a sign of a great football team.
Do you ever watch Julian Edelman and think to yourself, hey, wait a second, I was a multi-sport athlete and a quarterback and even went to college as a quarterback and maybe even a little better in numbers as far as height and weight go? You ever think,
Bowling got them hips.
Yeah, and I don't know if he has the hands either, but I was just wondering if you ever thought what might have been.
No, because this is why. When I went to the combine and we had to do, you know, at the combine they test your flexibility and do like the regular sit and reach, you know, like you used to do in PE class. And I did it, and the guy said, "Are you warming up?" I said, "No, it's as far as I can go." I do not have any flexibility at all. I am stiff. So, no, I cannot run routes like that. I used to run routes when we were in Washington. We would, you know, do one-on-ones against each other, you know, DBs versus DBs. And my position coach used to say, you know, Matt, you can't do that. That's not good enough. So
wasted rep?
Yes.
By the way, we had a really fun time last week with Anthony Heron.
Yeah, he's great.
Isn't he?
He is great. He's great. And played with him at Iowa, Bolingbrook graduate, extremely hard worker, knows the game very well. I mean, he's just an awesome guy to have around. Love Big Ant.
He said he has some Matt Bowen stories that he would tell off air but not on air, so I can't wait.
Well, I got something about him.
There we go. It's on now. All right. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, guys.
That is Matt Bowen. We got more football talk coming up. Knox Bardeen going to join us at some point. Brian Billick at 5 o'clock. And, well, there it was. There's your NFL season. And it wrapped up in a way that you just think, damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Now bring on the Jimmy Garoppolo trade rumors. And the draft.
And the draft.
And baseball.
I'm ready for a little bit of
everything else.
NBA.
Yeah.
Not necessarily Bulls related, but... And what about hockey, Bernstein?
Yeah, don't worry. We got your hockey fix for you as well.
You'll be fine. It's all good.
He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. You'll listen to 670 The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The Chicago Bears will make a strong, concerted effort to acquire quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo.
If Ryan Pace does this, just know what he's doing is putting all of his chips into the middle of the table.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. At 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute.
The obvious question after the first overtime Super Bowl ever and arguably the greatest Super Bowl ever, was it the greatest choke job ever or was it the greatest comeback ever? The answer is yes, obviously, it's both. You can't have one without the other. Taking nothing away from Tom Brady and Bill Belichick because they cemented their statuses as GOATs. Belichick did have to coach them up when they were getting blown out and Brady did have to lead them back when they were down 25. So take nothing away from the Patriots, they won that game. But the key phrase here is down 25. You have a 25-point lead in the Super Bowl, and you're every bit as dominant as that lead would suggest, and you don't finish, that's a choke job, period. Please, no team had ever won a Super Bowl after trailing by more than 10, and the Pats just came from 25 down. The Falcons choked. You can't have the greatest comeback ever unless the guy on the other side is melting down. So it is both. I'm Jim Rome.
Valentine's Day, the one day a year we are reminded that we all need the same thing. Love. Lover's Lane has plenty of romantic and loving gifts. Make this Valentine's Day unforgettable. Don't wait till the last minute and end up with just a card or candy. Instead, shop Lover's Lane this Valentine's Day for the best gifts ever. Find the store nearest you at loverslane.com.
All you need is love. Lover's Lane.
The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines, so why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S. So whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com.
3030.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, give a gift that's more personal than roses, more creative than candy, and lasts forever. Send her a Bear Graham from Vermont Teddy Bear. A Bear Graham includes a personalized teddy bear, gourmet chocolate, gift card, and a signature box ranging from sweet to funny, romantic to friendly. You can send a Bear Graham to inspire smiles, make memories, or break the ice. Check out the entire collection of over 50 Valentine's Day bears at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. From the world's softest bear to the 6-foot hunk of love bear, from the zombie love bear to the sultry 50 Shades of Gray bear, or how about the new I Love Lucy Chocolate Factory Bear? Vermont Teddy Bear invites you to say I love you in a personal, heartfelt way. Remember, Valentine's Day is Tuesday, February 14th, and delivery is guaranteed, so visit VermontTeddyBear.com or call 1-800-829-BEAR and tell them the score sent.
At Antioch Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, we're offering employee pricing on every new vehicle we sell. Pay what a Chrysler employee pays on every new Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram truck. We have over 500 new vehicles available, and it's Ram Truck Month. Hurry in today or visit us online at driveantioch.com. It all ends February 28th. Antioch Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on Route 173 or visit driveantioch.com.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 2/28/17.
Katie, where's your Jergens?
My lotion?
Here in the shower where it belongs.
Wait, in the shower?
Yeah, Mom. I use Wet Skin Moisturizer from Jergens. It instantly locks in moisture from my shower, so my skin stays soft and luminous all day without that sticky lotion feel.
Moisture without that heavy feel?
Can I borrow your Jergens Wet Skin Moisturizer?
And who said Mom always knows best?
You're more than just a pretty face. Jergens.
Honeycut. Honeycuts.com.
Hey, maybe you're one of those people that have been turned down for a refinance in the past because the lender told you your house wouldn't appraise high enough. Well, that's crazy. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team close loans every day without appraisals. And you know what else they do? They don't charge any out-of-pocket costs. So leave your checkbook at home. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. Now, if you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 773-770-4727 or visit the home.
This Valentine's Day, love is giving at the new Pandora Boutique at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. For a limited time, come discover the Loving Hearts of Pandora gift set. This stunning set includes the Loving Hearts of Pandora necklace and sparkling love earrings, all packaged in a beautiful keepsake box. And it's only $125 while supplies last. It's the Pandora gift that will make your Valentine's heart skip a beat. That's why he went to Jared. See store for details.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Expert.
Raising price. It's a no-brainer. One dozen stunning assorted roses guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99. And will include a vase for free. Fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift. Pro Flowers makes Valentine's Day easy. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Code. For a chance to win great prizes, brought to you by Lover's Lane. Shop Lover's Lane this Valentine's Day for the best gifts. Also brought to you by Men Are
Framed MVP as he led his team back from a 25-point deficit. James White finished with 3 touchdowns, including the game winner in overtime. In the NBA, the Bulls are in Sacramento tonight. Jimmy Butler is questionable with that heel contusion. Cristiano Felicio has been ruled out with a lower leg strain. Bulls and Kings tip at 9:30. Elsewhere in the NBA this evening, Cleveland is at Washington, followed by San Antonio at Memphis. In hockey, the Blackhawks are off until Wednesday when they play at Minnesota. AHL, the Wolves are in Rockford tomorrow night. Major League Baseball, former Cubs starter Jason Hamill signed a two-year, $16 million deal with the Royals. And College Buckets, the AP Top 25, your top five, Gonzaga, Villanova, Kansas, Louisville. And jumping up from 13 to 5 is Oregon. Baylor dropped to 6, and Arizona fell to 9. And if you enjoyed Lady Gaga's halftime show, and who didn't, you can see her at Wrigley Field on August 25th, if you're so inclined. Valentine's Day is almost here. Listen to the score for the How Sweet It Is giveaway. Brought to you by Lover's Lane. Shop Lover's Lane this Valentine's Day for the best gifts. Also brought to you by Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. Man, ain't that true. It's live. Visit BroadwayInChicago.com for tickets. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
All right, so I heard from a ton of people on Twitter after, finally, I did tweet out a version. I am loath to call it a chili recipe. It's more guidelines. I just sort of explained
fake
what I
recipe.
Do.
It's
making up fake recipes.
Alternative information recipe. That was false and fake.
Yep, they're making up fake recipes and fake terrorist attacks. Yes, all of it. But so it's guidelines. People said, oh, hey, that sounded good when I talked about it last week.
Are you doing
it
online?
And I did. I typed it up. I took a photo of it. I threw it online. Just said, this is what I do. Feel free. Use it as a starting point. This is all collaborative and collective. Yeah. And feel free to say, oh, my tastes run this or this or this. And a lot of people said, people were sending pictures. So, you know, let me know. I got to get the feedback now. I'm happy to hear from a couple people who had some very, very solid experiences. This from Matt, who said, I was worried that your vaunted chili was an empty proclamation.
Uh-oh.
He said, it's tremendous. Trust me. He said, but after 3 hours of tending to the chili pot, I'm happy to report the recipe is phenomenal. He said, I couldn't find the large bottle of Guinness, so I substituted a different brand of Imperial Stout.
King Cobra.
So that ended up being more bitter than I expect Guinness is, so I added some brown sugar to mellow everything out. Of course, run with it. You know, you're going to absolutely customize this to your taste. There's plenty of room for flexibility in there, but I got a lot of feedback and a lot of pictures of people in mid-chili cook that made me obviously very, very hungry for it, even though I didn't make my Super Bowl chili on the Super Bowl. I had made it a couple of weeks ago. But thank you for all of those who responded. And that Scott Zolak piece, apparently, there's another on-air personality there with their producer is nicknamed Beetle.
Oh, so he's just shouting out his producer, who probably picked against the Patriots.
Right, Tim in Arlington Heights says, I picture Zolak as the type of person who screams at 5 to 7 inanimate objects every day.
What are you looking at, Beetle?
So it is entirely possible he was screaming at Michelle Beetle's Twitter feed picture. Why 5 to 7?
Or a beetle, right. Like a beetle's walking across the desk.
An actual beetle.
What are you looking at? Cat, you want some of this?
Just because you have a compound eye doesn't mean you can see anything better than I see.
Cheese popcorn, I'll whoop your ass.
What are you looking at, chair?
What are you looking at, beetle? I mean, you know, stranger things have happened.
We were playing family charades the other night. Speaking of looking at inanimate objects, and every once in a while, just as a family get together, and we don't cut out little pieces of paper. We just sort of make it up. You know, a movie, a book title, whatever it is, and you act it out. Yeah. And
the Bernstein Bunch.
Yeah, we're up and down. Usually, the person who gets it goes so. And my wife was just, she thought of three things, and then I see her, and she's kind of looking around the room, and I said, "Are you doing a Brick Tamlin here?" I said, "Are you literally?"
Just looking at things in the room.
Looking at things in the room, tired. Trying to find motivation tired, for what to do for charades.
She had a long day, dealing with your ass.
She got to it. She's like, yes, that's what I was doing.
Yeah.
I love lamp.
Yeah.
I love carpet.
If you're playing a game, right.
She was done.
Use too much brain power.
That's what she said. Look, she said, I'm just done.
Just hanging out.
I said, just say you're done. I got a million of these. I can do them all.
The game is not only about you, though, Bernstein.
That's why I try to be democratic about it and let the kids do it. And figure it out, but you know,
flawed democracy, flawed. See, Super Bowl is where your food's supposed to shine, yeah. And I know you know you gave people the chili happenings.
Yep,
but like I had all these grand plans, and none of them happened for me.
Why?
All I did was order some sandwiches and a pizza.
See, I never order on Super Bowl Sunday because they say, well, our delivery time is 7 hours.
Right, exactly. We'll be there on Tuesday if you want it now.
We don't have any sandwiches.
I was sitting there with the baby, and you know, my lady was taking a nap because I was handling the baby. She'd been up, and the baby was acting a fool all night long. So I'm like, all right, cool. I'll hang out with him. Next thing you know, I'm watching True Detective Season 1 for like 4 hours straight trying to make it to the Super Bowl because I didn't want to turn anything on, right? So I'm watching that. And all of a sudden, 11 o'clock becomes 2, and I'm like, I'm getting kind of close here. Like, if I'm going to start to cook, I want it to be ready by 5.
That happens.
Yeah, you know, and I'm looking at the kid.
It creeps on you a little bit.
He's looking at me. He's like, it's nothing but milk for me, partner, so I'm not a part of this decision-making.
Don't look for my vote.
Yeah, so, you know, I ended
up. I think you hit a ceiling, and you just keep raising the bar. You are like the Michael Jordan of being a son of a bitch.
Dude, and every time she walked in, it couldn't have been a darker scene. Like the climax of every single episode she walked in on, she's like, what the hell are you watching in here?
You get the opportunity, you should kill yourself.
Dude, she walked in on that scene. I was like, what? I'm like, you know, he's talking, he's become the best interrogator in the state. I mean, he's breaking people down, and all of a sudden now it's like, you know, it's a cakewalk for him. He's telling people to kill themselves. She's like, Jason, it's Super Bowl Sunday. I'm like, what does that mean?
No.
Right, what does that mean? I'm going to watch some True Detective. You should jump in here. So I just ordered some sandwiches. I ordered a turkey bacon sandwich. I ordered an Italian sub, and I ordered a ham and cheese, and
how many
I ordered
sandwiches
a sausage pizza. Just
what?
To graze for a little while.
Okay.
It was going to be there from what, like 4 o'clock till about 10?
Just the two of you, though.
Yeah. Half sandwiches. You cut them in half and you keep it
nibble.
Moving. Yeah.
That's the bane of my existence.
Still got some sandwiches left over right now.
My parents do that. There's
you got fibroids.
The old joint up on Waukegan Road, Tony's Subs. Shout out. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been there forever and it's a sort of a soul food. And like when we come over, my dad will just get like a tuna, an Italian, and this. And the problem is when you cut them small, you just keep eating them.
Killing them. Yeah.
You don't realize it.
Eat yourself half a sandwich.
If you handed me
you'd be like, oh,
a sub, or you handed me half a sub, it would be different. I'm like, oh, you know, I'll take the bread off this one.
Right.
Then I'll just bite this one.
Right.
And meanwhile, you're like, I am full as hell.
I've eaten 3 subs.
It's like a total of a sub and 3/4. And all we were doing was watching golf. Like, what are you doing to me? Sterling and Valpo, you're on the score.
How's it going, guys?
Great. Good, man.
Just got a couple of questions / comments. First off, the overtime rule with New England obviously scoring first. What are you guys' thoughts on, you know, Atlanta at least getting a shot? I know it's like the college.
It's always going to be something. Either you get crazy college.
The college rules. Why not the college rules? You know, and I know you can't do it because you'd be endangering football lives with all the extra football they'd be playing. But I'm with them on this. And it's not just because Atlanta lost, but give each team a chance to get the ball. Give each team a chance for a possession. And then after a while, you know, you stop kicking field goals extra points like college.
I'm open to anything. I really am. I'm open to it. It doesn't bother me one way or the other. I don't cleave to some sacred overtime rule.
No. I'm not, you know, ringing the bells for it. Yeah. But it would have been cool to see that defense have to stop that offense one more time, as they did most of the second half. I forgot, by the way, Tevin Coleman did score a touchdown in the third quarter, so they gave up only 7 points in the second half.
This is Ed. He is in Midlothian. He's on the score.
Yeah. You know, people forget Dan Quinn didn't want to win the game. He wanted to beat the Patriots. He didn't want to get in a 1 or 2 point game. He wanted to say, "Hey, we're 2 touchdowns better than this team." And Belichick,
where did you, what? How do you know that's the case?
We knew what play was going to be called. We knew it was a pass play. Sitting there knowing they're going to go after the touchdown rather than just a field goal.
Which play are you talking about, third and one?
I want to get back to where did you read this or hear this about his motivation?
I mean, you could just see it.
No, you couldn't.
You could just see it in him.
No,
Belichick,
you can't. Ed, what else can you see in people to which you can ascribe such motivations?
I mean, you just watch. You just know. Belichick.
Ed, help us out here for a second.
Eduardo.
When you say you can see it, what exactly, what specifically do you see that allows you to know all these things about a person's motivation?
It's a feeling, right, Ed?
You're just watching the play develop, and you
wait. You're watching the play, or you're watching him?
If he kicks a field goal, they win the game. But I told him, I said, he's going to try to.
You told who?
He's going to a pass play.
Who did you tell?
Shep.
My sons.
Shep.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually at some.
Watching this game, you just knew he wasn't going to go with the smart decision, which was to run the ball, take another couple minutes.
But how did you know?
You knew they were going to throw it on third and one?
I knew they were going to throw it.
How do you know these things? What makes you think? Are you some kind of witch? Because it's a little frightening.
That was second down from the 22.
They
got stopped on first down. Then they had the 10-yard sack, which would have made it mm-hmm. a 54-yard field goal. Mm-hmm. And then they had to hold on.
There was a third and one where they went in the gun as well that people questioned.
Do your sons think you're a witch?
No, but I mean, you just, rather than having a shot to win the game there, you know he's going to go for the.
I think what Dan is asking you is how did you know this?
Yes.
If
placed in a vat of water, do you float or sink?
Belichick didn't even, you looked at her pass rush. Belichick didn't even consider that it was going to be a running
play. Ed, have you ever had a house land on you?
You know, I've been watching this game probably longer than you've been born. And you can see.
I've been born?
And you're just, what?
How longer than I've been born?
Probably.
How old are you?
Yeah, I was probably like 17 hours.
I'm 47.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 47.
Okay. I was about 8 or 9 when I really started paying attention.
Okay.
Okay, so you were 5'6", okay? Well, pretty close.
And I'm 36, so you were well into puberty by the time I was even thought of.
I was well past that.
Mm-hmm.
I was well into people's already talking.
Oh, yeah. Just old hairy sack Ed just running around with football thoughts.
No, I had people at work call me Sports Illustrated and everything else just because
of the swimsuit.
I was playing too much.
You look like tired Banks.
But yeah, rather than take the win, rather than run another couple minutes off, make it a 2-score game,
yep.
He just had to say, I got to beat this team.
Ed, can we call you Sports Illustrated from here on out?
All right, Ed.
Never considered it was going to be a running play.
Okay,
that's enough.
Hey, Ed, thank you, and I look forward to you calling again. Appreciate it.
Shout out to Ed from Midlow.
That's the realness there.
That will be the best guest that we have all day long here on the Bernstein and Goff Show, 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers and the Hyundai all-wheel drive.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
Valentine's Day, the one day a year we are reminded that we all need the same thing, love. Lover's Lane has plenty of romantic and loving gifts. Make this Valentine's Day unforgettable. Don't wait till the last minute and end up with just a card or candy. Instead, shop Lover's Lane this Valentine's Day for the best gifts ever. Find the store nearest you at loverslane.com.
All you need is love, Lover's Lane.
The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines, so why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S. So whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com.
It's Matt Spiegel. Hey, now that the new year is here, people everywhere have resolved to make 2017 a better, healthier year. A great way to start is by getting a good night's sleep. But for those of us who suffer from sleep apnea, it can be difficult to get the restful sleep you need. If you or a loved one have sleep apnea and can't get relief from CPAP, there is another treatment option available. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. So start the new year off right. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Hey guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Valentine's Day? Well, guess what? You can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Now, these are pajamas created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny. Like cashmere, only better. You talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they caress every curve. They're more than a gift. They're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. Now, the world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. So visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. And you don't even have to wrap, fellas, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and delivery is guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score sent.
Is your wallet feeling a little lighter after the holidays? Start the new year off right with WOW. Not only will you get $180 in savings when you sign up for an annual plan, but we'll also help you find the right TV and internet package to make the most of your new tech gifts. Right now, you can get the popular bundle of 30 megabits per second internet, TV, and your choice of one premium channel for as little as $64.99 per month. This offer only goes until February 6th, so don't miss out. Hurry and sign up today. Call 1-844-WOW-NOW-8 for more details.
Great leaders are vital to driving success in any organization. At Lake Forest Graduate School of Management, leadership is at the core of their MBA. Through the Leadership MBA, you develop the skills to be an agile leader who advances strategy, innovation, and your organization. Lake Forest Graduate School of Management is Chicago's only business school with a faculty of 100% proven business leaders. These VPs, directors, board members, and entrepreneurs are real-world leaders who practice what they teach. Join them at the Lake Forest Graduate School of Management MBA Open House on February 6th in Schaumburg or on February 9th at their Lake Forest campus and experience the Lake Forest difference. Sit in on a real class and network with current students and alumni. Learn how great leaders change lives with the Lake Forest MBA. Reserve your seat now for February 6th in Schaumburg or February 9th in Lake Forest at lakeforestmba.edu/visit. That's lakeforestmba.edu/visit.
X-Men. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
What a wonderful football game tonight. That's what NFL football is all about. Robert, you know how hard these are to get. Congratulations to your organization, to your fans, to your community. We're so proud of you. Take your Super Bowl trophy home to New England.
A lot has transpired during the last 2 years. And I don't think that needs any explanation. But I want to say to our fans, this is unequivocally the sweetest.
That's right in front of him, too. The first voice was that of Commissioner Roger Goodell. The second was Patriots owner Robert Kraft. And it's clear what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't have to worry about it at that point because he's holding the trophy.
That's what NFL football is all about.
Boo! Yeah. Yeah, not much of a response. The usual response for Roger Goodell against the Gary Bettman.
There's a little bit more power in that boo as well. I guess you'd have to live through it or be going through it for it to move you in that way. Oh, it's going to be so delicious to see Tom Brady and Robert Kraft receive the trophy from Roger Goodell, who did them dirty. Like, it never really was a sexy thing to me. It never was like must-see TV. Even today, when he gets the Super Bowl MVP trophy, and there was that odd exchange of, do I shake your hand? Do I not shake your hand? It didn't move me in the way that I thought it might have, like, you know, a younger me, like, yeah, we get to see these guys face off and be awkward around each other because nobody on that stage has ever been in a fight. So everybody's going to be, you know, passive aggressive.
They're all still multi-billionaire business partners when all is said and done, right?
It really didn't move me like that. My guy Jim Murray is on Twitter last night because he was at the game and he's working for the Sports Hub in Boston. Mm-hmm. And he's tweeting, you know, the world's coming to an end and throwing F-bombs around everywhere. And then at the end, he's sitting there like a baby crying. It was awesome to see, but I guess you would have had to have lived through the Deflategate nonsense. I mean, we lived through it, but
I went out of my way to not care about it.
Yeah,
the Deflategate is almost foreign to me because I just wasn't interested.
Yeah, while working for Bleacher Report, they were like, you know, this is the number one story again today. I'm like, I guess, but I mean, there's only so many ways you can wrap that gift. You know, there's only so many ways you could say, all right, they didn't have as much evidence as they thought they did, and now you move on from it.
Magic Irvin Johnson says, don't let the skill of the Patriots smokescreen the incompetence of the Falcons down the stretch. I can't remember ever seeing an entire team go full-on Nick Anderson at the foul line. How do you not run the ball at the end? 60% choke, 40% Pat's exploitation of it. Okay.
So many performances too leading up to that. I mean, Grady Jarrett had a game for the ages. Oh. A game for the ages.
And he was not coming into the season when people say, hey, you know, watch out for this guy.
Young player out of Clemson, second year player. He showed some things. You talk about a high motor.
Clemson gives you some defensive linemen.
No doubt.
That whole line from 2 years ago is in the league,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you got Kevin Dodd. What's Kevin Dodd?
Kevin Dodd.
Yeah, Kevin Dodd.
Dennis, he looked different. Kevin Dodd. I changed my diet.
Vic Beasley and Grady Jarrett. And then, as Bowen said earlier, I mean, one of the fastest defenses you'll see. Devondre Campbell, I believe, got hurt during that game. And Deion Jones, the first quarter and a half, was the most impactful player out there. You got a guy, Robert Alford, who they drafted a couple of years ago while I was down there.
That pick was artwork.
Ridiculous.
Artwork.
And then didn't he recover the fumble, too, on the strip?
Yes, but remember, we had talked about that rub route.
Yes,
and
how you defend it.
And what you can do in man against that, and to play it that aggressively, to see it, and it's like splitting.
He won that play on Wednesday.
Right.
Like, he saw that on Wednesday or Thursday, and like, I'm going to make a play on this when I see it in the game.
Yeah, Jeff from Roscoe Village has a bunch of thoughts as well that are always good, and we're going to continue to get your reaction to Super Bowl 51, one that we will never forget. We are talking about that on the Bernstein and Goff Show. Brian Billick will join us at 5 o'clock. We'll also check in with Knox Bardeen and find out how the city of Atlanta is faring, probably about the same as it was after General Sherman visited. You have the score.
The Score is celebrating 25 years as the voice of the fan. It couldn't have continued for 25 years without you, the Score listener. Thank you, Chicago. From Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Hey there, friends. It's Matt of Atticola for Xfinity. You guys know I love my Xfinity services, but I want to reach out to those of you out there that are using DirecTV Now. It's a new streaming service that just launched, and if you're happy with having your entertainment limited, well, then stick with DirecTV Now and don't listen to what I have to say. Now, if you don't want your entertainment limited, well, then listen to me and make that switch to Xfinity. See, with DirecTV Now, you can't watch your favorite CW or CBS programming. You can't watch Channel 2 News, which is the very best news in the city. You don't get any football games on CBS. Let's say if your favorite team is playing, say the Bears are playing on CBS, you're not going to be able to watch on DirecTV Now. There's also no NFL streaming on mobile devices like Sunday Ticket, NFL Network, NFL Red Zone. There's no downloading your content to watch on the go. No DVR means you can't watch your shows on your time. You only have 72 hours to watch a show before it goes away with DirecTV Now. No DVR means you can't pause, you can't rewind live TV, and you can only stream on up to two devices with DirecTV Now. Now, with Xfinity, you can stream on up to five different devices at the same time. With Xfinity, you can take your content on the go with the Xfinity TV app. You can access your DVR, you can access video on demand, and even stream live TV, all at no extra cost because it's included. And with Xfinity, you get access to millions of Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide, so no need to use your data. Seriously, if you don't mind having your entertainment limited, the things you pay for, other people tell you what you can and can't do, then fine, stay with it. Don't worry about me. If you don't want limitations on your entertainment, you want to take all of your entertainment on the go, you have to make the switch to Xfinity. So don't let DirecTV Now limit your entertainment. Call Xfinity right now at 1-800-XFINITY or visit them online at Xfinity.com.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn earrings today.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Michaela's got like the best earrings.
Sarah, buckle up.
I wish my name was Michaela.
We're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
It can be tough getting through to kids, but it's your job to make sure they're wearing your seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Drivers want it. Join Team Via, the ride-sharing company that is best for drivers. New drivers qualify for 0% commission for a limited time. Call or text 415-VIA-CHI-7.
Truckers, Schneider is proud to announce a pay increase for regional intermodal drivers in Chicago. Schneider is raising pay 5 cents per mile.